From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. For nearly 2 weeks, the U.S. Senate has been debating a sweeping health overhaul bill, and it now appears senators will be spending a second consecutive weekend in session. It was the Democratic leadership that insisted on working all last weekend, but this time it's Republicans who say they want to keep on going. More from NPR's David Welda.
Senate Democrats have struck a deal they think can get enough votes to pass their health care bill, but they won't be able to disclose its terms until the Congressional Budget Office finishes estimating its price tag, possibly early next week. In the meantime, they want a quick vote on an overdue spending bill package. Republicans, though, say they're not agreeing to anything that would speed things up. Here's Arizona's John McCain.
We'll stay in for as long as it takes to get this issue resolved, and we are prepared to vote throughout the entire weekend.
Montana Democrat Max Baucus called the Republican stance surreal.
I'm very impressed how the minority can maintain both if they want to move more quickly and not move at all.
Democrats hope to pass their health care bill by Christmas. David Welna, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Obama accepted the Nobel Peace Prize at a ceremony in Oslo Thursday and addressed the seeming contradiction to his decision to expand the war in Afghanistan.
We must begin by acknowledging a hard truth. We will not eradicate violent conflict in our lifetimes. There will be times when nations, acting individually or in concert, will find the use of force not only necessary, but morally justified.
Mr. Obama vowed to reach for the world that he says ought to be, and also called on European allies to provide more forces for the mission in Afghanistan. AOL began operations Thursday as an independent company. The once mighty internet portal was spun off by Time Warner, ending one of the most disastrous mergers in business history. NPR's Laura Seidel has the story.
Back in 2001, AOL was big enough to purchase Time Warner with $147 billion of its inflated stock. But that was at a time when most people were accessing the internet through dial-up connections and were willing to pay for the portal experience that AOL offered. When AOL purchased Time Warner, the hope was that Time Warner's TV and magazine content would complement AOL's internet business. But broadband effectively destroyed AOL's revenue model. The new AOL is a much leaner operation. It's profitable, but it plans to cut its size even more. The company says it will cut another 2,500 jobs, more than a third of its workforce. The company is now made up of the AOL website homepages, MapQuest, and the tech blog Engadget.
This is NPR News. Attorneys for Director Roman Polanski appeared before a panel of judges in the 7th District Court of Appeals in Los Angeles. They want the case against Polanski dismissed because of alleged judicial misconduct. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
The Oscar-winning director fled the United States in 1978 after he pleaded guilty to having had unlawful sex with a 13-year-old girl. Polanski's lawyers have long argued that he left because he believed alleged gross misconduct by now-deceased Judge Lawrence Rittenban would not give him fair consideration. Earlier this year, a lower court declined the request to dismiss, saying Polanski would have to be present to make that appeal. But it also allowed that judicial misconduct does seem to have occurred in the 70s. Prosecutors contended today that Polanski must be present to make his case, which would mean extraditing the director from Switzerland, where he is under house arrest. The appeal court panel will make a ruling within 90 days. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Pakistan officials say the 5 Americans being detained there made failed attempts to train with groups linked to al-Qaeda. The families of the detainees reject that allegation. They contacted authorities when the 5 disappeared and now hope the FBI and State Department can help bring the men home. The 5 permanent members of the Security Council are considering a meeting next week to respond to Iran's refusal to end a nuclear standoff. The United States, Britain, and France warned that Iran must take immediate steps to resolve its standoff over a series of UN Security Council resolutions. World powers are threatening new sanctions if the standoff continues. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.